You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Heard new about New York came from movies and TV shows.
I know, some of it's quite offensive.
Yeah, and it's very wrong.
Yes, and offensive.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy you brought that up, because now that we're being honest with each other, when I found out when I was like 12 that we were moving to Tampa,
yeah.
I was very confused about what the fuck that was, because I only knew Orlando and Miami.
Some things are true, though.
Anything else in between.
Well, some things are true. There are a lot of rats. Welcome to Bubble Bath Stories.
Welcome to Bubble Bath Stories with your former co-host. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Nikki Trends.
I'm Manny Oso.
And you are listening to your favorite 15-minute podcast, Bubble Bath Stories. And let's get into it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been pretty riled up lately. I saw this TikTok from this influencer who, like, the caption reads, protecting my infinity stone.
Yeah.
While on the New York City subway. And so she has her ring in her fist and then she opens it like this. I'm guessing it's an engagement ring of some sort.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the offense I took, first of all, lady, nobody wants your fucking ring. I literally see people wearing thousands of dollars worth of clothing on the train at any given point and nobody is fucking stealing. I was just like, annoyed.
So
it's not the '80s, by the way.
Yeah. So, like, basically, she's trying to say you're gonna get robbed in New York no matter what. So I have to hide my ring.
Yes. Which, hello, if you've never visited New York, you only get in New York from television.
Look,
you're gonna think you're gonna get robbed and mugged on the train.
Yeah, I gotta say, it definitely is not like that. Do people get robbed on the train? Yeah. Do people get robbed on the street? Yeah. People get robbed everywhere in every single city of America, you know? But you can definitely walk around and not get robbed on the train.
Listen, upset. And you guys will, because I think I shared it on my personal page, but I'm going to try to upload it to our page because I was having some issue with that. But I'm going to share it so you can see what the hell I'm talking about. Which, anyway, got us here.
Uh-huh.
Some offensive stereotypes about our hometowns that are not true. And we're going to debunk some of them. Tampa gets hit pretty hard.
Some of it's a little more hurtful than it is inaccurate. I feel like with things in New York, it's inaccurate. But when it comes to Tampa, it's just hurtful. Like, the number one thing is people just like, people act like Tampa's just somewhere you go to end it all.
I mean, and Boca Raton.
Yeah. there's this ongoing, the major stereotype about strip clubs, that there's strip clubs on every single block, and that because of that, we're basically Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, there are strip clubs there, but it's like they're just on one particular block.
Maybe they're sprinkled in areas that they shouldn't be sprinkled in. Because I did work in a supermarket in one of those little plazas.
Yeah.
And right next to it was this glorious spaceship. And I bet a lot of the people watching know what strip club I'm talking about. it's this glorious spaceship that is miles high right next door. So people are coming after church to come get their groceries.
I don't know if it still is, but back then it was 24 hours. It was always open.
Who goes to the strip club in the morning? I can't imagine you're on. I mean, you might be on your A game. That might be the healthier strip club.
If you want to be the first one to the buffet, I guess.
All right, so strip clubs.
What about New York though?
Okay, I'm gonna run my list then. Let me give you my five that I feel that are very offensive.
Okay.
First of all, I'm just gonna go. We're not rude. There's so much slander online about how New Yorkers are rude. And that is not true. I can't even tell you how many mornings I have been to establishments where I've said, good morning, thank you, made eye contact. What is this weird thing that people think people in New York don't make eye contact? It's like kind of fucking ridiculous. That is not true. Are there people who just have bad mornings or in bad moods? Yes. Is that not everywhere?
New York's a tough place to live. I think the rude thing is definitely out of hand because not everybody in New York is rude. You're right. However, my first year living here, people laughed when I would hold the door open for folks.
Well, there is. Okay, let me get to the next one because then the show is going to be hours long.
Yeah.
This idea that people who live here love paying astronomical rent. So let's just break this shit down. The people who actually come here and willingly pay the rent are transplants, are people who are not from here, are people who are looking to break out in certain industries that are very big here. Mm-hmm. They're looking for an aesthetic and 14 roommates. Like, that is the vibe. People who are from here, born and bred, they may not have the resources to relocate. So they feel stuck. And then that means that they're in like an even smaller pooling hole. Why? Because rent keeps going up. Hello. That's why people keep trying to leave New York. But then it oversaturates all these other cities that are supposed to be cheap.
Yeah. The stereotype of the high rent out here is pretty nuts. It's pretty hard to find low rent without like yourself in a situation where you're hustling like two jobs at once, you know?
No, you're absolutely right.
I agree with you that it is the transplants that make it high, that make it high rent because they're coming in with enough money to be able to move in. So if you're a landlord and somebody's willing to pay your rent, you're going to charge it.
Or the willingness to live with so many people to then afford a space. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, the next thing that's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. I found this on Reddit. Someone wrote, Republicans think living here is like being in Afghanistan or Syria. Like, we're going to get shot every time you walk outside your house. Can we fucking address this? Because I feel like you thought New York was Gotham fucking city and you weren't going to make it out alive when you the first time you came to visit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like that. Yes, are there certain areas you should be wary of? Yes. Do fucked up things happen here? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are we avoidant of crime? No, not at all. But people really make it seem like if you like have to take a car everywhere, if you walk to the corner, you're risking your life. You can't wear certain outfits in the street because it is fucking crazy. Hello, there's crime everywhere. That's why every city has a fucking news station.
I think a subway at midnight. Whenever any city, really, a subway at midnight, dark, nobody else around except you and one other shadowy person in the corner. That's going to be a dangerous situation for anybody in any city.
Yes, absolutely.
That, no train station is unique to that.
But like,
but I will say,
supervillains don't live here. Like, nobody is going to burn down. you're not going to see spaceship. No, nobody's Goonies are going to come for you.
But I will say, my first, living in Queens, my first year, and when I had to work a night shift, and had to go in at 10 o'clock at night to work overnight, that first subway ride, yo, I'm not going to lie, I was like, oh man, what's this going to be like?
The airport,
and then it wasn't so bad.
The airport's not exactly located in like the greatest part.
The subway required to get to there from here, there are some shadowy spots, so it took a little getting used to.
Okay, so I hit the we are all rude thing already.
Yeah,
you had enough of that. This thing, okay, I just want there to be a public service announcement. We did not invent hipsters. Hipsters are not our thing.
Yeah, I think they came from Tampa, actually.
Hipsters are transplants. Again, are transplants that came to New York, occupied the hood, try to make it better in their eyes, I guess, and decided that everything that people have been doing since the conception of New York is wrong and should be shamed for it. Those people are not born. I've never met a born and bred New Yorker who was a hipster.
Yeah.
You're right. If you exist, please hit us up. Like this phenomenon that we are responsible and that they all are in Brooklyn and we are the reason for them and the culture is offensive.
You know, now having lived here for so long now, I can kind of tell when somebody's like a born and bred New Yorker. Like, you can tell.
Yeah. Hipsters. Get hipster. Like, what?
Yeah.
I've just, that is other people. I feel like the problem, yeah, the stereotypes are actually coming from people who are not born and from here.
Yes. Definitely.
I'm just saying. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put this up on myself. There's a camera. Who's over here? Hi. Call me out. I don't care. I stand by it. Anyway.
Well, so like I was saying before, though, when it comes to the things about that people say about Tampa, most of them are like just hurtful, like opinion things than they are about like safety concerns, you know?
Right.
Like that everyone down there, like I said, everyone down there, they'll say we're into pirates in Sodom and Gomorrah. So that's where all the mistresses come from and all the
city of sin.
All the second families live there.
I mean,
we were able to find like just a bunch of things, right? Because
it's not stereotypes. It's more of a joke.
They really do be joking and clowning on Tampa, right?
They be joking.
Yeah, they be joking. There is this one from Modern Family where Haley Dunphy, she says, "What's with all the duck faces? You look like you're at a bachelorette party in Tampa."
I don't know. What are these balloons?
Because I said that.
I don't know. Try it again. Let's see what happens.
Party.
Oh my god. That's party. Okay.
That was random. One from 30 Rock. Jenna Maroney says, "It's funny. I actually played Peter Pan on Broadway. Did you know there was a Broadway in Tampa?"
And I did ask you if there was a Broadway in Tampa. You said yes. Yeah.
You might like this one. This one was from Big Mouth. Andrew. "Nick, welcome to Lakeland, Florida, the upper Bronx of the greater Tampa Bay area." The upper Bronx.
Is Lakeland hood?
Now, here's the thing. I don't know what they're trying to say about that book.
You're like, I don't even get it, like, but I'm offended.
I don't know enough about New York to know what they're trying to say.
What did they say it was? Upper Bronx?
They said, "Welcome to Lakeland, Florida, the upper Bronx of the greater Tampa Bay area."
So tell me
about the Bronx.
Somebody correct me. The upper Bronx, I believe, is kind of like the suburbs of the Bronx. Like, it's in a nicer, riskier area.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, yeah, because you have to drive through the top part to get into, mm-hmm, like, Yonkers and things like that.
So
I'm saying that that it's actually a compliment. That might have actually been a compliment.
Okay.
But you guys, I don't know. I'm terrible with directions.
Now, the funny thing is, the funny thing to me is that they're saying the greater Tampa Bay area. So they're saying you need to get out, really out of Tampa, to start getting to nicer areas.
Okay, what's the next one?
This one really had me going. American Dad. Roger lands in the airport and he says, "Wow, so these are the people that pick the president each time, huh?"
Yeah, you guys have a good track.
And then they show a hick from Tampa just saying, "Who we gonna put Hulk Hogan in the White House next?"
Anybody from Tampa was offended by that.
Now, here's the funny thing about that, because that is like a two-pronged joke. Because Tampa has this weird obsession with wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where wrestlers go to retire and die, and also to be born, apparently.
Okay.
And yeah, Hulk Hogan can walk around like he didn't do all the things that he did. Also, for some reason, there's a lot of Republican National Conventions down there.
That is true.
So yeah, for some reason, Tampa, Florida's the one that picks the president each time, and they're
going to do a bad job.
And they're going to put Hulk Hogan in there next.
Who you got next?
All right, this one's for Superstore. This show's hilarious. Tate, the pharmaceutical. He says, "Are you kidding? I love the morning after pill. I have to keep a a couple boxes at my timeshare in Tampa. Tampa? Oh, yeah. Women love it there. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a sick place. It's only like 12 miles from the beach. That is so true. People who don't know Tampa think it's close to the beach. And it's not. There's no beaches in Tampa. You have to drive to Clearwater.
Well, yeah, because I assume that Clearwater is Tampa. I don't think of it as its own place.
Yeah. There's no nice beaches in Tampa. You have to go to outside of Tampa to go to the beach.
So that dream that they sell you of going to the beach year round. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you make it a day of it.
It's kind of a drive. I mean, if you're from Tampa, then it's no biggie. You'll go there. But if you're not from Tampa, it's not what you're going to expect.
It's a lot of driving. Yeah, one more for us?
Yeah, we got another one here. This one was from Happy Endings. Dave talking to Alex. You bought us a timeshare in Tampa? The lady at the kiosk said it was the Sacramento of the East. But now we got to go to Tampa every year. It's not a place that you go. Tampa is a place that you end up.
We go every year, though.
And look, I love Tampa.
That's your home. You about to rock that
Tampa
shit.
Is my home. Tampa, born and bred till the day I die. But I'm not going to lie. Since I left, I've heard so many more jokes. I don't know why Tampa's such a joke. Oh, I don't know.
That is so true. Okay, one more.
This one was from Last Man on Earth.
Okay.
Carol says, then in Tampa, I scored just a ton of radishes. You wouldn't think Florida and radishes, but they're absolutely chock-a-block. They say you can't find a radish in Tampa. Just walk 5 feet.
Can you? Is Tampa known for radishes?
There's just a lot of random farms.
Are
they? Yeah. Like, once you drive around, like, Plant City, like, just the farms that you see there are just random. Random things that they're growing. Lots of strawberries, yeah.
Right.
Lots of oranges, yeah. And then you drive.
I've never. Like, are you guys known for radishes?
I don't know about the radishes, but that's what I'm saying.
Is that like, a Mexican joke for like tacos?
People really do grow random things out there and in random spots. Like you'll drive down, you'll drive past like a city area and going into the next area that's like a neighborhood. Between there, somebody has like a farm, and they have like whole rows of things growing.
Oh my God. Guys, we could go on and on and on, but then we wouldn't be a short-term podcast. Mm. We want to know what are the stereotypes about your cities that are offensive.
Yeah.
And if we've missed any from Tampa or any from New York, I'm sure there's like a whole book about it.
Yeah. What are some jokes people say about your hometown? And what do you got to say about it?
If you want to know what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on IG. If you're looking to score some official merchandise, you can go to our website, bubblebathstories.co. And if you're looking to vent, give a shout out, just, you know, talk to somebody, you can text us, you can call us, you can leave a voicemail. At this number, we're also going to have it down below. Yeah, leave us a voicemail. Somebody accidentally texted us and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So we want to have the same experience with you.
Did they get the time off?
They got the time off.
They got the time off. Shout out.
And what else?
I still want to know who that person is that we accidentally had people calling.
That's for next week's show. Anyway, guys, it's fun. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.